Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters, like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. And not to forget, the riotous Russell Brand podcast, which is exclusively on Audioboom. By the way, the Audioboom mobile app is absolutely terrific, whether you want to use it for listening or for creating audio and uploading it. On the creative side, the app makes it easy, and one of the best features is that you can record from anywhere when you're out and about, and even trim the recording to the perfect length before uploading it. And that's really useful and easy to do. For listening, there's the daily download feature, which automatically adds your favorite programs to your phone every morning. So they're ready to play when you're ready to go, whether you've got a data signal or not. When the U.S. Copyright Office says the U.S. copyright system is broken, the rest of the government should probably pay attention. And that's happening right now, as Copyright Chief Maria Palante is telling the House Judiciary Committee that music copyright needs serious reform. In particular, she thinks that broadcast radio should start paying a performance royalty to artists and labels for use of their records, just like internet radio does. It might be a surprise to the rest of the world, but in the U.S., radio is exempt from that royalty obligation. Palante's testimony to Congress caps a two-year study of U.S. copyright. Palante's indictment of U.S. copyright law is set against a background of the Copyright Royalty Board's webcaster royalty rate-setting process, which moved into the white-hot trial period this week. For months, litigants have been submitting legal briefs in preparation for the five-week trial. The two main participants are Pandora, speaking for itself and other webcasters, and Sound Exchange, speaking for record labels and performing artists. Sound Exchange collects music royalties from Pandora and other webcasters. Naturally, webcasters want licensing costs to go down, and labels want them to go up. Revenue from streaming has kept the record industry on an even keel for the last 2 years, while music sales, CDs and downloads, have plummeted. So one way to look at this is, are the labels trying to kill the golden goose by raising the cost of music to an unsustainable level? At any rate, it's the Copyright Royalty Board that will decide after months of arguments from both sides, and that board will deliver new rates in December. Satellite radio company Sirius XM released gleaming first-quarter earnings this week. The CEO called it a remarkable quarter, and the numbers justified the rhetoric. Subscribers are way up by 394,000 in the quarter to a total of about 23 million. At the same time, churn, that is subscriber turnover, is very low, just 1.8%. Sirius expects to get 1.4 million new subscribers this year. The first quarter generated a little over $1 billion, and the company raised its guidance of all metrics for the full 2015 year. That's the kind of quarter every company wants to have every time. Analysts asked company execs about Spotify and its competitive posture with Sirius XM. The answer was, yes, our subscribers definitely stream music from Spotify and other platforms, but Sirius sees no indication of it adversely impacting satellite subscriptions. Time will tell how the story plays out in the car, as streaming from the internet becomes easier to do and as the American car fleet becomes updated with newer models. Pandora held its quarterly earnings call too. The short story there? Higher revenue, larger net losses, and the stock rising a couple of percentage points in the aftermath. Most observers want to know about Pandora's audience size, that is, the number of active monthly listeners. That number dropped just slightly from the previous quarter to about 79 million. Another headline point, Pandora now claims 10% of total American radio listening. That is Pandora's business goal and strategy to take market share from terrestrial radio. The company also wants to take advertising dollars away from broadcast, and CEO Brian McAndrews disclosed that 430 salespeople now work on selling ads. About 150 of them work in local markets, some of the biggest local markets for radio. We're starting the year from a position of strength, McAndrews said, and we're excited about our future. There's something new and important in podcasting. It's the upfront. Upfronts are from the television industry, and they are events which preview the shows of an upcoming season for advertisers. Podcasts don't really have seasons, at least most of them don't, but iHeartMedia in the U.S. hosted a so-called soundfront to introduce several new podcasts to marketers. Then, a few days later, National Public Radio put on an upfront to promote its hit shows to advertisers. Programs like This American Life and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which exist both as radio programs and podcasts. Podcast upfronts. It's a new milestone in the quickening evolution of an important audio category. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.